going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Said, if you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear.
Gotcha. So
that's where
okay
delivers from.
I just said that.
Did you say Kobe?
No.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
1-1. Game 3 Saturday, Guru.
Championship coming
soon. Yeah, but we got to have a quick show meeting. My boy Tone is ripping us. Evan wasn't a part of it. Well,
there it is. I don't care.
He said the bear, dum-dums, is the Rockets. That's why Jimmy said pray for the bear. And the bear is the Rockets because he'll be back.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
You just bring it down a couple notches.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah. You don't like that one. Evan, what you think? The bear was the Rockets.
But it's the same original quote from Kobe Bryant about some random opponent.
Yeah, so in this case, Tone's correct.
The original was Muhammad Ali. That's the first
What's his name?
Tone.
Hey, Tone.
Yeah.
Can my man do a show without you bothering him? I got to read this because you guys heard what I said about, like, boy, I'm watching that game thing.
Better not be about the bear.
No. From the 307 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line, Steiny, I was actually the opposite. I was calm. I thought they had it until the bricks started happening. That's fair. I'm not saying I'm right.
But you keep it fair because you're saying you never thought Houston could do it. So it ain't just the Warriors. You're just like, you think they're going to run out of gas.
Who?
The Dubs. In regard to the whole thing.
At some point, I think they will. But
there's a cough button.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I've been wrong before, like a couple times this week. Let's go to Dino. Oh, he's in River Islands, Lathrop.
Yo, what's up, guys? Hey,
you know what? Let me do this. Dino, hold on one sec. Let me do it, even though technically I'm not obligated at this point. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's go out to River Islands in Lathrop. What's up, Dino? It is funny.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it. Thank you for that, man. Sure. Listen, I just want to, first of all, just give you guys your flowers, man, and give a shout-out to 95.7 The Game.
Nice.
Man, you guys, man, are the voices of us. Fans, sports fans, not only in basketball, which we're right in the middle of right now, but in football, baseball, you guys do it all. The best in California, I believe, in the nation. I've heard a lot of sports radio doing a lot of traveling. Man, you guys are the best.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man. And I have not yet to meet you either, or a couple of things I want to sprinkle out there.
All right.
One, congratulations on your weight loss challenge. Congratulations on that.
Oh, thanks, then, man.
Yeah. We all wish we had the discipline that it takes to do that.
That's love.
Secondly, yes, sir. Now, secondly, before I leave, I'd like you to shout out the golf course where you guys are doing the live broadcast.
Stein, you want to take care of that?
We can actually.
All right. Dino, I can do that.
What a man. That's...
Stone Tree.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get it right.
Now, first of all, Dino, you never want to meet your heroes.
Oh, man. Monday, April 28th, Stone Tree Golf Club. There you go. It's presented by ATCO Pest Control.
I already picked out my outfit. No, seriously. Remember I had the salmon last time? Tiger Woods?
I actually don't, but I'm sure
wow.
It was wonderful. You're very stylish when you want to be. Let's go to David in San Francisco. David, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Just want to talk a little bit about Kuminga's role going forward.
All right.
We haven't talked nearly enough about that. And make a prediction about game three. I think Steve Kerr is one of the best coaches of all time, but you know it's borderline coaching malpractice, the position he's put JK in with these DMPs leading up to this game last night. I mean, the guy who's averaged 21-6-4 on over 50% shooting. We went 14-6 in that span before he got hurt, and he was also starting to make great reads off the ball as well. I mean, if he makes two point-blank layups last night that he makes sometimes, I mean, he's 6-12 from the field. Everybody's praising him. You know, and by the way, he had the best plus minus of anyone who played real minutes last night. Him and Steph were -3.
Yeah.
You know, Steve would say, Jimmy is here now, right? And it doesn't fit. Well, when no one can score besides Jimmy and Steph, when JK is by far our third best scorer, he can't play when Jimmy comes out. I don't get that. And we, you know, we talk about winning a championship. I mean, Stein, you were talking about long term, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, in what world do we win a championship with Jimmy playing 40 plus minutes, four series in a row? That's not gonna happen. That's just too much. That's too much on everybody. And we need JK to come off the bench 10 minutes a game, give us some scoring when Jimmy's on the bench. And that's the role he's got to play. And then I think, you know, prediction for game three.
Yeah.
I would guess Jimmy does not play this Saturday. And I got a prediction. I think Jonathan Kuminga will play well. He will know he's going to get minutes. He will be better in rhythm. And Jalen Green is not scoring 38 points, ISOing Guy Santos and Quentin Post all game. Draymond and Steph are not going to combine for over 10 turnovers. We're going to win on game three without Jimmy. Dubs in five.
Hey, I love this,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, David. Appreciate the call.
I'm going to say this, Donnie. You didn't ask, but I, you know, to this point, I expect Jimmy Butler to be there. I have no inside information. It's just a feel. It's the playoffs. So with that said, if somehow he couldn't go, I seriously, you think I'm playing? Look at me. I seriously would think about starting Kuminga if Jimmy can't go.
He might.
Oh, I thought you would be like, "Ooh, come on."
It's possible. It's absolutely possible. I don't put anything.
But he's playing 42 minutes because the coach believes in him too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're nailing it.
Remember he asked him, Stein, are you okay? Evan, you okay? When he went around, Steph, you good? Dre, you good? Jimmy, you good? He asked all three Kerr in the timeout, and they were all good. So I guess what I'm saying is he's not putting 42 minutes on a Jimmy Butler that knows he can't handle it.
You know, the one thing that he said, and he said, you know, somebody used the word karma. I look at it like you just never know. It's ironic. Man. It's sad. It's a million different things.
It's life.
That Kuminga hasn't been able to get off the bench, and now all of a sudden you may need him.
And you
not
did last
to come
night.
Off the bench and play 10 or 12 minutes.
Bring it home.
And this is why I'm skeptical. Not skeptical, but this is why I believe this is going to be such a challenge for Kuminga. Because if Butler doesn't play, they're not going to.
He's had good games against Houston.
I know, but if Butler, think about how Jonathan Kuminga has been playing since he got back from injury.
I got that.
He has not. He didn't. He's he. And now it's kind of like, Oh, hey, Jonathan. Hey, I know we've forgotten about you, but hey, be ready. Okay, coach, I'm ready. Well, you need actually to be more than ready. You need to be that second leading scorer that you were 4 months ago and give us 20, 25 a game because Jimmy's not here. It's like, what? That's going to be really hard against a great defensive team in the playoffs. So there is absolutely room for a discussion of maybe he should have been in the mix and he should have been in the mix because sometimes you need to break glass in case of an emergency.
And I'm paraphrasing what you said, but how the guru computer took it, Stani, was maybe it should have never got to the point to where he got DMPs.
Yeah.
It hadn't up until 81 games, 82 games.
Yeah, and I also think that, and again, not it's constantly on the text lines and callers that, or the question is, he must have done something. Kuminga must have done something. Something's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, I have no idea if he did something, but I will tell you this, if he did something.
Everything.
And that started a disconnect with Kerr and the franchise, or Kerr and his teammates, and they think Jonathan's not all there, then he's got no chance. He's got no, like, you can't just be like, oh my God, I'm going to play. Here we go. I'll have a big game against the right. It doesn't, basketball doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think Curry might have been asked about this.
Okay, Steph Curry was asked about it.
Man, this is a poor head, Stani.
If he knew Kuminga would, I should have played this rather than open my mouth. This is actually a guy who matters, Steph Curry.
I thought he played aggressive. I know he probably wants to play better and, you know, knock the rust off. But as soon as Jimmy went down, I actually saw him on the bench and gave him a little love and knew he was going to get his number called pretty quickly. And that is the nature of this league. We talked about it all the time. It's just hard to know and predict when it's going to be. But for him to come out and play with, you know, with energy and aggressive, you know, with aggressiveness and just understand he can impact the game and he's going to have a huge part in what we do. I think whether Jimmy's out there or not, it feels like it could swing a different way. And so that's the challenge. And it's always been for him to see the pictures, understand the intensity that's out there, try to be in the right spots defensively. And then when he has opportunities to, you know, be aggressive on the offensive end, take him. We trust him when he has the ball in his hands and however many minutes he's out there and be ready to play.
If I could have stopped it, Stani, I would have said, Stani, Steph. Oh.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
See the pitchers mean.
Like, it's a feel for the game. It's making the right plays. It's understanding where to be on defense. It's being smart.
See the pitchers.
I mean, the one thing is, I don't want to play it again, but yeah. I could have sworn Steph said something about, you know, huge role. I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to work at all. Because he hasn't had a huge role in 4 months.
Well, you would need bad news on Butler for that to happen,
right,
I believe.
Exactly.
Because I think one game, Stoney, I know we haven't got the results yet. It's still light way early, midday. But the bottom line is, the shocker, they can ill afford not to have Jimmy for any. Like, this is go time. If you tell me Jimmy's not playing Saturday, I'm like, the Rockets got more than a hell of a chance to come in here and do something.
I think if Jimmy Butler plays, the Rockets have a chance. Why wouldn't they?
Well, hell of a is strong. You know what I mean?
What?
They got a chance, obviously, and they did it, you know, a couple Sundays ago. But, I mean, the series is tied. It's go time.
Right. And like, just because Butler plays Saturday, if he plays Saturday, I'll say it again. Houston's defense isn't going away. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Tony in Oakland. How you doing, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Hey, coming off an ale, baby.
Good. So I just want to chime in real quick about the JK talk you guys are having. I think, you know, the biggest thing of it all, I think the biggest setback was his injury. He got injured. Then we got Jimmy Butler. And then people really got upset that Kuminga wasn't playing was because we had to get Butler in tune with the offense, right? He had to get his feet more in the water than Kuminga, so Kuminga had to take that step back. Now, yeah, of course, 10, 15 minutes here and there, he could have gotten that, but the thing is that, like, he doesn't play make, he doesn't create for others, so it's hard for Kerr to play him in that situation. And then back to the game yesterday, man, I think we didn't play that bad, bro. Like, they actually were like a post and a Moody 3 away from being in single digits. You know, and then from there, you know, things could have gone another way. I don't think that there is too much that, you know, needs to change. I also wanted to say that if we would have lost game one, I think Jimmy Butler would have came back. Me personally, I mean, the fall did look nasty, but I don't think it was something that was like a real hard fall where he couldn't have came back. I mean, they were even saying that they had to, like, literally, like, tell him, like, no, we right. can't have you come back. So I think that was a big reason why Steve Kerr saw him, was like, hey, look, we snagged one. There's no reason to push Butler to the limit of hurting whatever he bruised. So let's just let him start resting up and get him ready for game three. Now, if he doesn't play game three, I still think we can win that game. Jonathan Kuminga will have to play more. But, like, I just think, in my opinion, you know, with Kuminga, the whole talk that you had, Steinman, I don't believe it, man. I don't think that there's, like, friction between the offense. I really just think, in my personal opinion, the biggest setback of it all was his injury.
You know what?
And then when he came back from his hit, what was that?
No, thanks for the call, Tony. I'm gonna support something you said. Unfortunately, it's a hypothetical. Now looking at it all, it would have been great if the Warriors could have acquired Butler when Kuminga was healthy. It just would have been better.
Yeah.
But he was out of sight, out of mind, because that's the way injuries are kind of in the NBA.
He got left at the dock and the boat moved on.
But if Kuminga never gets hurt and they still acquire Butler, I think that's a different ballgame entirely. Mm-hmm. Here, 650 Steinmetz. Since you work for 95.7 The Game, have you ever picked the Warriors to win a game? You have Warriors in six, Mouth.
There you go.
Mouth. The Rockets coming out to play.
Mouth. Hey, 650 Mouth. Yeah, I picked the Warriors to win in six. So shut up.
I got them in five. Still feeling good.
No, you're not. Tim in North Carolina.
This is our guy, Raleigh.
You're not feeling great. I know you. That's okay. You're not, but it's fine.
A wrap.
What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? Steiny, I'm with you 100%, man. It's not even
Yeah, when you're saying like it's just round one, they got to win 15 more to win a championship. 15. And, I mean, we starting off with a banged up thumb, a knee to the quad, and now a tailbone and a neck injury with Drake. I mean, we in game two. You know what I mean? It is. Yeah. So just looking at it, I mean, and honestly, Guru, I know the thing about JK, I've told y'all it's a wrap. I mean, guys, like, mentally, this kid is, he's toast. I would be toast. Mm. 10 days ago, he was basically told right before a game, he has no clue, oh, yeah, we're going to change the rotation up, and then you find out you're done. You are not a part of this championship that we're going after rotation. We don't think you're good enough. And now we are going to then say, hey, we need you, young fella. Like, can you imagine? I mean, you could see him basically trying. At this point, he's going to be trying to play to not make mistakes, man. And honestly, this never had to be a Jimmy versus JK thing, guys. That lineup against the Lakers, that Dre, Pods, JK, Jimmy, and Curry lineup, that's a plus lineup. We have all fell victim to the coach saying it doesn't fit because he's put the narrative out there in the bad moments that it didn't work, but he hasn't told you about the lineups that do fit. Listen, it did not have to be DNPs. We all agree. It did not have to be DNPs, Donnie. I'm with you. It could have been 10 minutes. It could have been limited playing time. But you guys play sports. I played sports. We've been there. And when the mentals start getting messed with, and JK, I think, is a mentally strong guy. But, guys, think what else can possibly be in his mind. There has been this thing about him versus JK. What's happened in the past when the kid has actually stepped in and balled out and filled in? When the person came back from the injury, his ass went right back to the bench.
Yep.
So he's even got that to think about. Yeah. I mean, his mentals are toast. That's why I told you guys, everybody thought we needed him at his high ceiling. We all did. The GM, some of his teammates have said it. Everybody thought that except the coach. The coach doesn't believe we need him at his best. And now we're going to feel it. We'll see.
Right.
We'll see.
No,
you know,
I got you.
Stani, they got to win 15 win a chip.
Tim, let's try to stay positive because we are in the Bay Area and a lot of Warrior fans are out there. But no, I'm with you. I don't necessarily say Kuminga shouldn't have been getting DNPs.
Well, I will.
What I would say is if you're a person that thought he should not be getting DNPs, you have every right now to say, well, we might have messed this situation up.
Yeah, and I thought Tim had an astute point, and tell me if I heard it wrong, Stani, about you didn't need Kuminga at 100%. Like, if you had him at 85, 80, that was good enough because of who he was around. And, you know, I don't know how you thought about it when you saw him get up at the scorer's table, but the one thing I thought, Stani, and it mesmerized me, was like, okay, you know, I'm worried about Jimmy Butler, but what is Kuminga going to do? And I'm with Tim. I think it's very valid just from a mental standpoint to try to put yourself in his shoes, Stani. I mean, would you have performed at your optimum? I don't know. Maybe you would have, but I was just like, and it was basketball at the end of the day, and he looked like JK. And I'm not saying that's a slight, but he didn't do it to where I thought, man, you know what I mean, Stani? You're going to make coach and staff look bad because you stayed ready and you showed that you could perform. He was okay.
Yeah. Scott in Hayward wants to put a wrap on the table.
Brought to you by
Pest
Control.
Gentlemen, my first rat ever. I got to put it on the table. You know, these are professional athletes. This is a playoff basketball game. This is the dream that they're all living. What you doing eating gas station sushi the night before, Pajemski? Why are you going to Taco Bell? Why don't you have a personal chef? These are professionals. What could you possibly be eating that you're getting food poisoning the night before a playoff game? What? My mind is blown. A captive dispensary came in. I forgot he was on the team. He never sees action. Came in, put up a quick 12. But I also got to put a little rat there because that T-shirt under the jersey, that got fat kid at the pool vibes to it. That is not a good look. They should not let players wear that T-shirt under the jersey. I'm not a fan of that look at all. But, yeah, come on, Pods. Get you a cook. Eat some good food. Eat right before Saturday. Take an Imodium. We need you out there. I think we're going to see Jimmy Buckets back in action. I think it's going to be 2-1 on Saturday. So, let's go, Dubs. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
So, he had the bubble guts. The BGs.
I, you know what? I got to be honest. I don't know what specifically was going on.
Got needles in my abdomen.
Was that food poisoning?
He had a stomach illness. I don't know. It could have been anything.
Yeah. The bubble guts. You had them. I had them, Stoney.
When did I have them?
Sometime in your life.
You don't know me.
Yeah, well, you're human.
You don't know Jordan Poole.
That's the one.
Don't know Jordan Poole.
Possibly.
Let's just play this. Quinton Post, it says he sounds exasperated by the question.
What will it take to get the offense going how you guys need it to go?
I heard it. One more time.
We just can't turn the ball over. We got to find a rhythm, right? In game one, we had Jimmy. Today we didn't, so that kind of disturbed our pace. We got sped up a little bit, but we'll be fine. We'll find a way to, you know, settle us down. Get good shots. We'll be fine.
You know what?
But the beginning, I like Posty.
You want to go out with me? Somebody does that.
Hold on.
What will it take to get the offense going how you guys need it to go?
Spit it out.
Hey.
Oh, man. UP. I like him, man.
What's wrong with taking a moment to think about an answer? Good for Posty.
It's like whenever you ask me what I'm doing after the show.
Starting smoke coming out of his ears.
I usually know the answer to that question, so you don't hear any ums. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, I'll put it this way.
1-1.
They got the split. They got the split on the road. Let's not lose sight of the big picture.
You got MRI results? That's Guru. Bigger than the 1-1 to be. Guru. No, seriously.
The MRI showed a bruise in the coccyx.
All right.
And the tailbone.
I got you.
And Jimmy is going to see how he feels. And we're going to list him day-to-day, and he'll be a game-time decision. All right, what's coming up on the games brought to you by Fremont Bank? Here for you, here for good.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
This is Moses Moody, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Shoot it, Moses!
He's scared.
Basketball doesn't work that way.
I'm kidding.
Willard texts me, Matt, coming in hot.
Who?
Willard. Your bestie.
What
said he never said the play was dirty.
I never said. How anybody feels about the play.
Are you said? No, your coworkers.
What?
Your
friends? I don't want a preconceived notion.
Oh, well, you're not on Twitter.
That's right.
I got you.
That's right. And it's a freaking badge of honor.
Yeah, please, snooping.
You are.
Yeah, thank you, Evan. Look how you look at him, like a bear in the woods.
I told you guys, when you guys send me a link to something on Twitter, I always am like, yeah, I can't get that. I'm just telling you.
That is
incredible.
Is that
Post?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's a clip.
How's it working with Steinmetz?
No, you know what? Do the whole thing with the ums after. Do it again, Gil.
How's it working with Steinmetz?
One sec.
Hold on. Let me do it.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're ready. Let's do it later.
All right.
Let's go to Diddle from San Jose.
Diddle down the middle.
Hey, Diddle.
Yo. You guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo. Thanks for accepting my call. I was just calling because I was thinking about how terrible the Rockets' offense. It didn't scare me at all. They dribble for 15 seconds, and then they happen to score. They get a tip out and happen to score. It's like their offense so inconsistent. We could beat them with or without Jimmy.
Wow.
And then I'm confident in offense against them. He dropped his career-high 30 points against them, and no one looked like they could stop him. He's like our best point of attack player, but he is loose with the ball a lot, and that causes him a lot of time on the court. But if he could fucking, oh, sorry. If he could take care of the ball, then everything.
Yeah, that'll come. Yeah. All right. I do agree that the Rockets made a lot of big shots. They made a lot of shots, more than they did game one.
But their best attribute is their defense, and yesterday they gave their defense some offense. How about that?
Sure, and they continue to get second shots.
And are you worried real quick here about this being the fifth time in seven games that the Warriors couldn't eclipse 100 points against this defense?
I mean, the way I always like to put it is, well, if I were a Warrior fan, yeah, that's something that would concern me. But as is, no, it doesn't worry me or concern me.
Oh, boy.
Dude, get the drip ready. Get the drip ready. So I'm talking to BJ Armstrong yesterday, the former Chicago Bull, three-time champion.
Name so much, it
dude, have
even
him on the
drip.
Show. You call him or he called you. We did, but have him on again.
I saw something he said on Twitter, and I texted him, and I said, dude, you nailed it on Twitter. The playoffs this year are unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what I said was, in fact, they've been invigorated.
Yeah. What'd he say?
They called me then.
Oh, okay.
He said, appreciate you, man. And then he called me, and we talked.
Nothing about G. Why wouldn't you book him? Play the post.
We had him. We had him on already. Too recently.
Why didn't you book him?
He was here 3 weeks ago. He was on our show.
People
get tired of him.
Please stop. He's great, man.
He is unreal.
And that's what life's about. Delete that.
That's the greatest.
Jesus, boy. Yeah. Dude, it's 1-1. Evan
can you believe
saw
it?
No, I really can't.
Of course you can't.
I don't think they win if Butler doesn't get hurt, but that's neither here nor there.
Is it because of how game one went, or like at the beginning of the series, did you expect it to be 1-1 after two games?
No, I did not, Evan. I really thought the Warriors were rolling, and I got to say this. A lot of why I thought it was going to be 2-0 Warriors was because what Steiny brought to the table before the first game of the series last Sunday, and that was the putrid shooting between the starting backcourt, and Jalen Green just middle-fingered me yesterday. Double Kyrie, double Bird. But Steiny, do you think they can collectively beat the Warriors three more times? I guess that's why I'm not scared. I'm scared of the Jimmy thing. He'll probably be all right. But, you know, until I see it, I'm like, I don't believe you guys can do it. But they did it last night.
Yeah, keep talking yourself into it. Wow. That's fine. I mean, if you just asked me, Steiny, do you think the Rockets can beat the Warriors? Yes. Of course they can beat the Warriors. Do I think they're gonna? I still like the Warriors' chances. But again, and by the way, you're on your own with Jalen Green. I came down Van Vliet's road and Van Vliet only. All right,
but then I got you. But I love me
by
some great Jalen Green stuff.
By the way, now, Van Vliet went 2-for-8 from the field last night, which means his overall shooting percentage against the Warriors in the last nine games just went up. It went up.
Wow.
That's 25%. He was shooting under 25% from the field in the last nine games against the Warriors. Now, the bad news is he was 1-for-7 from three. So his three-point shooting in the last nine games, I believe, was at 21%. It's now dropped.
It was horrible.
1-for-7. And he was a plus 19. That lets you know, get rid of that stat.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Eric in the city. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man?
What's up, fellas? Love the show.
Thanks.
Hey.
Quick question for you guys, man. It's just going to pick your brain a little bit. But Kuminga, I think, not playing as much is because he didn't sign that contract in the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I think that took away a lot from him.
I mean, but then how do you explain, Eric? How do you explain, Eric, you know, before the injury, they were using him more, and that's probably the best he was playing this season?
True. I think they had to play him to expose how, you know, how we could trade him for next year.
But I think not signing the contract kind of hindered him from playing at all.
Yeah.
As soon as Moses signed that contract, he started playing again. And then he got a lot of start minutes.
Yeah.
And look at him now.
Well, hey, Eric.
I think the future was for Kuminga.
Right.
No, I mean, let's be honest, though, Stoney. We don't know for
sure
if Kuminga turned down an offer at all. It's kind of like it's out there, but we don't know. Give me that. There are reports, but nobody's put their name on.
Well,
he turned down Steph Curry.
It's funny. I'm not sure if he turned down anything, if the Warriors did not, for this, that, or the other thing. I do remember saying when the deadline passed and he did not get an extension, I do remember saying this is not good.
Mm.
Like you can't be one of two, maybe three players of the whole rookie class who didn't get a deal. It's just
I got you.
It's just not. It wasn't a good sign.
And his draft class got, they didn't just get paid, Snotty. They got paid.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only other guy that didn't,
Josh Giddey was one,
got traded. Yeah, it was Giddey.
Oh, good point.
Apple to average a triple double in
not that
March. Not that anybody cares.
It's a good point, E.
He's a bull.
Xavier in Oakland. Hey, Xavier, how you doing?
Hey, yo, what up, Gru? What up, Steiny?
Hey.
Going through the tube right now. But, all I got to say is a couple things, man. It's crazy.
He was going through the tube.
You got to call back.
Yep.
You got to call back.
That's called to cut.
Okay, I got it. From the YouTube chat, GZ Money.
Yeah.
He goes, I am by no means a Kuminga fan, but I think he could be a big problem if matched up on Van Vliet defensively.
Well, he owns Houston.
GZ,
if you look at his.
GZ Money.
Yeah. There's only one GZ.
GZ Money.
Young GZ in Atlanta.
The last thing you want to do is take Van Vliet out of the game.
Oh, look at you.
The last thing you want to do is have Kuminga lock up Van Vliet because
he don't need locking.
He stinks.
Yeah, let him shoot. I'll never forget Will Biggs, my high school coach. Son, he said, Johnson, you're open for a reason. Maybe, that crushed me.
Maybe Steve Kerr knows Kuminga could shut down Van Vliet and's like, I can't use him in that role. Not this series.
Yeah, buddy, get in there.
I need Fred.
Let me see what threads they're wearing.
Oh, boy.
Saturday.
Warriors Chris. He's in Oakland. Hey, Warriors Chris, how you doing?
Good. I might lose my moniker after this one.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be a personal hot take. I think I moved on to the Jimmy Butler Warriors. And if he's out, I'm just going to use my time best I can to be healthy and not the cardiac Warriors. Steph Curry's a made man. He's done. Whatever happens, he's in. He's good. We love him. But I think I'm ready to stop watching the Warriors that sometimes resemble the Wizards or last year's Pistons. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It's a little bit of a bridge too far for me.
Does he mean the 11 turnovers
Warriors
between Dre and Steph?
And I'll probably reconsider renaming my handle that I got accidentally through your producer anyway. But thanks, guys. Good show.
All right. Well, hang in there, Warriors, Chris. It's just a game. Well, I don't mean basketball. I mean, it's literally just one loss.
But,
and I would also say this to Warrior Chris, have you ever really watched the Wizards?
Yeah. Only way is if you bet on them.
They're not.
Or against them.
Apparently they have the worst head coach in the league, according to the player polls.
Well, we know what they know. Nothing.
I'm out on these polls. Like, how is Halliburton the most overrated player in the league?
Evan's got a good answer for that.
Everyone's jealous he was on the Olympic team.
That's my dude.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Then they had Draymond on overrated for the defense or something? There was something.
Butler and Draymond were in the top.
Butler took a team to the finals.
People don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Butler was the fourth voted, or Draymond Green was voted the fourth most overrated player, and Jimmy Butler was rated the sixth most overrated player from a poll of the NBA players. And I also get that. And it's
jealousy.
I'm sure there's
Remember Steph got the only time it's ever happened, the first unanimous MVP, and then they did that cockamamie awards thing in L.A., and they had it on BET, the player awards.
I don't remember
And they
that.
Vote, the players voted hard in the MVP.
It was BET?
Yeah, it was on BET.
I don't have that channel.
Hey, slow down. What are you saying?
I'm saying I'm not going to watch an award show, period, on Cinemax or
it's
HBO
Max
or
now.
True TV or BET or CLO or MVZ.
What's CLO?
I'm making them up.
If it's not on Freevee, he doesn't get it.
And you had Tubi. His remote. Now that Tubi.
Pluto.
Those were all the hood movies are. Tubi.
Where?
Tubi.
Oh,
like if I did a movie or
that,
you might see something.
I do have that.
Yeah, Tubi. Hey,
yeah.
I just want to focus real quick on the 11 turnovers. And don't say age. It's just been a part of who they've been since 2016.
Right.
Curry, I love you. The pass to Clay behind the back in the finals. So, I mean, if the Rockets can get your two stewards into 11 turnovers, Donnie, and that's just a part of who they are because they're great. But that comes with it. I don't know if I want gravy on my biscuit.
I think Ajax does have something to do with it. And you're right.
But that first pass at the play of the game to Pods, so he wasn't tired. It was pressure.
No, I mean, I just, like, you know, it's not. These kids are fast.
Wow.
These kids are fast.
I still
and they're
play.
Quick,
yeah,
and they're long, and you have to be careful with the ball. Yeah, gotta be strong
That's,
with the ball,
wow, man.
Against the Rockets, and sometimes Steph isn't. We've seen that over his career.
And Dre's passes. That's where it's just like, damn.
Yeah. Here we go. Coach in Vallejo,
our man.
What's up? Our man.
What's up, Coach? Turn your radio down.
Radio's down.
Thank you.
Hi, I can't, guys. How you doing?
Man, we trying to figure it out. What you got, man? I know you're hurting.
Oh, I am hurting. And I heard what you said about Kuminga and his head and where it's at now. And I agree, because if you look at Coach Kerr's style of player, take Jason Tatum, Kuminga, Anthony Edwards, they all have something in common. They're high flyers. They're wild cards. If Jalen Green was on the Warriors, he'd be sitting on the bench right next to Kuminga, okay? Kerr does not like that type of athlete, and it's a style of play. Now, J.K., right now, if I were him, when I get in the game, I would almost ignore what Coach Kerr says, because J.K. cannot play like Pods. He can't play like Moody. He only can play the way he knows how to play, and that's the only way he'll be happy, and that's the only way he'll be successful. If Coach Kerr just looks J.K. in the eye and say, young man, go play ball, the Warriors have a chance, even without Jimmy Butler. But Kerr, he doesn't like that type of athlete. He likes Anthony Lamb. He likes Ty Jerome.
Hey!
He likes Pod. He likes Looney.
Ty Jerome is a player. He is.
You know what? Pods is a player. I'm not saying they're not players.
No, Ty Jerome's better than Pods. I think Ty Jerome's better than Pods.
These guys are hindered by gravitational pull, okay?
No.
You hear these guys talking about Pod's decel. Well, he can't excel, okay? He has to decel. He can't play above the rim, and that is why the Warriors are going to lose. That is why the Warriors are going to lose, because the Jalen Greens and these other long guys on Houston, these guys are playing with a reckless abandon. They're letting them get away with fouls and things like that. The Warriors can't beat a team like that. Steph Curry, I'm sorry, he's going to get beat up even more. I mean, I think Steph's going to wear down. Steph's going to wear down. He can't keep going at this pace.
Thanks, Coach.
But anyway, that's what I got to say, guys. I want to just
hey, good hearing from you, man.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Coach. I will say this. Okay, because he said something. Let's be practical about this.
That's what we do best.
Jalen Green was in the same draft class as Kuminga.
Yeah, and they played on this. Go
if
ahead.
The Warriors, for whatever reason, had drafted Jalen Green,
I don't know, Stoney,
he would not have played. Who's he going to play for?
Okay, that's
Curry or Clay?
No,
who's he
going to
play for? Curry or Clay?
I was agreeing with Coach, and that's what you are. I get that. But I just want to say this. You can't put lipstick on a pig, but I will say,
you know what?
There were
Oh boy.
Hey,
listen.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you actually can.
But
if
it's
you
still
want to.
Ugly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But it's still a pig. Oink, oink. If you watch the game, Jalen Green went quiet for a little bit.
Yeah, about 14 seconds.
No. Kuminga did some good stuff on him. He didn't stop him or shut.
I missed Kuminga's lockdown.
So if I said individually Kuminga, forget Jalen Green, anybody, Evan Giddings, he stopped Evan Giddings, you wouldn't be surprised because of his athletic gifts.
Right.
So there we
right,
go.
But I
saw some like, oh, okay, Kuminga, I ain't mad. That'll give nobody will give you credit for it, but I.
Yeah, I didn't. I didn't really see that.
He had 38. I get it.
And he wasn't on Green the whole time. There were some. I felt like there were some.
He gave everybody the business.
I felt like there were some high pick and rolls where he just.
I'm gonna tell you what.
It was like he was invisible defensively.
I'm excited about the future, and it's about Saturday in Game 3, or it's about Game 2 last night. But at some juncture, Stoney, this team's going to need some size, man. And that's why everybody loves Quinn Post. I get you, but we're talking about size and use it. That Thundercat down low, you know.
Where are they going to get it?
I don't know. Maybe you sign and trade Kuminga, and you can get something.
Spencer in Oakland.
The town.
Hey, Spence, how you doing, my man?
Hey, folks, thanks for taking my call. I just need Warrior fans to just take a deep breath here and act like they've watched an NBA playoff series before, number one.
Thank you.
Number two, series don't start until the home team loses, and the home team lost. The Warriors did what they were supposed to do. They went into Houston, and they won game one. Yes, I do believe it's going to be a much tougher series, depending on what happens with this MRI today. But, you know, to call in and say, I might have to change my name, or to call in and, you know, coach the guy before me, to call in and say, oh, I think the Warriors are going to lose because they're not playing Jonathan Kuminga. I mean, take a deep breath. I mean, go have a drink. Like, goodness.
Now that's good advice.
This is like next level desperation from a fan base, or I'm not going to accuse everybody, but from some of the folks that have called in, act like we've never won a title before.
You know what, Spencer?
Act like we don't have, you know, multiple Hall of Famers on.
Exactly. Exactly. Spencer, you're right on the money. He's right on the money with some fans.
Yeah, but...
He's right on the money.
But the right on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, Evan and Steiny.
Yeah.
Is at the end of the day, why didn't Jonathan Kuminga pop with the Golden State Warriors?
That's not for today.
No, I understand but that's where it's
that's
at.
That's for the entire month of June.
And Evan's lap, but seriously, a lottery pick. Why didn't he pop? And it's enough blame to go around. But do you believe Kerr, who played with Michael Jordan and Pippen, don't like those players? Miss me with that. Come on, Steiny. What coach has four? Come on. You got Steph. Right.
Where?
He had me thinking. Like, the hell, dog. Kerr knows what it is.
The last callers really got me thinking.
This last one?
Yeah. Seriously. Like, you've been watching the playoffs for huge chunk of 14 years.
No, longer than that for me.
What? Where's the panic coming from?
Who's like, panic?
What are you kidding?
What, give me the MRI results and everything goes back to zero.
I told you,
you're getting nothing. It's
definitive.
140.
Oh, God.
It's 140. Normally,
how do you know they didn't fly out of Houston this morning?
Well, the reports were last night.
Show me.
I was on TV. They said he was flying solo. The team was going to leave today. He was flying last night back to the Bay to get the MRI.
You know what?
And I need, watch Bonte.
And I need to say this more, and you might be right, but prove it.
That's when
prove
you think
it.
That when you say that to people, you're really saying you're lying.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Like the IQ test.
Trust.
Why do I have to go get it?
But verify.
Yeah, please. I don't like that. Kerr don't like them type guys. I love Coach, but he got Durant in here. Well, he was already made. Jordan Poole. Only reason he left is we know what happened.
I mean,
Wiseman?
I would never put Kuminga in KD's class. They're not.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's not fair.
That's not what I was intending to do.
Okay. What were you intent? Well, I don't want to get into it.
No, the bottom line is he didn't reach his potential as a Warrior.
Still That's time.
What is Saturday night? 30! But we've seen 30. He's done that to Houston.
Yeah.
Championship coming soon.
Oh, boy.
Can we play the Shasky championship? Oh, it's world.
Let's not do that to him.
They played it this morning. It's almost as good as the Trey Lance practice video. I love my guy.
I mean, just because I got a kick out of him the first time. Here's Quentin Post. Hey, Quint. It's Quentin, Matt. Quentin, you idiot. Hey, Quint, you talked to Jimmy?
Yeah, I asked him how he was doing. He said he was fine. But we'll see after. We'll see what the diagnosis says after tomorrow.
Dude, that's my guy. Sound like the Cadillac in the shop.
He must
the
have,
diagnosis.
Clearly, Goo figured out Post had become my guy. That's all right. That's all right.
Kind of you're wrong, buddy.
Did you listen to Grandy and Evan after the game?
I didn't.
What are you? Do you go straight to the sack?
Yes. How about this one? 909. Does Steiny even cover the Warriors? No, I don't cover the Warriors.
I do.
I did for 15 years. But no, I don't cover the Warriors. That segment, 909, brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
It's too old.